My friends, what is going on? This is Archangel. So, what if females are non-player characters? Now, whether or not you buy the following musing, listen to the end to see why it still may be applicable. What if we have no idea what reality is? We think it is self-evident reductionist materialism with predictable laws governing it. And indeed, there is a degree of reliability to many of our scientific laws. For instance, we can largely rely on large energy releases when we split atoms. But what if everything we know is merely part and parcel of a subterfuge perpetrating itself as finite static concrete reality? The Matrix movie is so poetic and prophetic on multiple levels. In fact, it may be more than just super awesome cinema. Perhaps it is the only way to deliver ideas or hints of truth that will make it past people's programmed dogma checkpoints, people's subconscious content filters programmed to reject anything that is not the official narrative of life is good, women are oppressed, and big government, big pharma, big food, big oil all care about the state of humanity. After all, they have families too. When you confront somebody one-on-one with material that trespasses their narrative filters, they are in defense mode and are often least receptive to your contrarian assertions because it conflicts with the sympathetic feminist rhetoric they internalize. So the best time to introduce new ideas or truths is in a non-confrontational, covert fashion when they are relaxed, guard down, and entertainment is the perfect vector. This is most certainly why so much truth has been hidden in entertainment, interspersed with fictional cinematic themes and elements for plausible deniability. Yet realities are introduced while people are relaxed in receptive mode, with social defense at the ready to rebuke anything conspiracy-ish. When people are indulging entertainment, generally their narrative filters are on a coffee break, so new ideas or concepts get in, even if those ideas are dismissed from the conscious mind once the filters are back on duty, analyzing the new concept. Oh, I think you would be astonished to see how much truth is hiding out in orchestrated productions under the guise of entertainment and fiction, especially sci-fi. Ask yourself this: what is the deepest truth you have discovered in your life? What is the hardest earned wisdom that was hidden from you most of your life? Perhaps it is a thing you used to believe the polar opposite of. Now, many awakened males will rightfully claim unjust gynocentrism as the deepest truth hidden from them that nullified years of male privilege propaganda, since, in point of fact, the reverse is true. Males are used, abused, and discarded, and females are actually elevated, exalted, even worshipped. Now, male disposability may be a realization greater than uncovering companies' deceit over product ingredients or the debunking of conventional wisdom previous generations were raised on, such as old nutritional saws like eggs and butter are bad. Indeed, discovering and eventually assimilating inequitable male devaluation for purposes of expendability justification, this reality comprehension most assuredly shook your very grasp on life, and rightfully so. Still, for others unwilling to accept this truth, there are perhaps other facets of deceit that have rocked their grasp on reality, and so the greatest hidden truth they have hitherto discovered may be the corruption of government, or corporation, or military, all of which pale in import to the impact gynocentrism has on the animal kingdom. Gynocentrism is the deepest rabbit hole most people will not acknowledge, out of which our competition paradigm, even our species' priority and very survival dictates, are mandated. It supersedes the corruption of government or corporation. Yet, what if there are deeper realizations beyond gynocentrism? What if this entire reality is engineered and it is against you? Yes, perhaps materialist reductionism is all there is. There is nothing beyond us, no life or order beyond our planet. Perhaps everything is exactly as has been perpetuated by science. Well, Newtonian science models, because the most accurate theory ever, quantum theory, is irreconcilable with materialist science. A rather big monkey wrench that traditionally steeped researchers just dismiss. However, I tend to err on the side of grander machination, orchestrated designs, perhaps because it makes me feel cozy, like there is actually purpose, and especially justice, to address the inequity suffered here. Now, we know that science says that everything is solid, and this random chaos is all we can ever know for a specified number of years. But for our discussion here, let's entertain the padded room, straitjacket, tinfoil hat musings. So, what if there is actually design to this realm, and everything we think about material existence, as reported by our five senses, is invalid? Okay, suspend disbelief and imagine. You are a grand being of infinite power and resource who masters every game that you play, and thus you are continually on the lookout for the next grand universal challenge. Then, along comes a new game whose only objective is to find a way out. What? Just find an exit? Is that it? Easy peasy, you think. The only catch is that when you enter the game and choose a character, you agree to temporal amnesia. And once you are in the game, you cannot leave except by defeating the game through successful exit. So, you forget who you are in a game and you forget the objective. And every time your character dies and comes back, you never remember that you are willingly participating in this game. So life after life, you proceed through challenge and turmoil, seemingly without rhyme or reason. Oh, there are clues here and there, but you are left to your limited ignorant musings, or the interpretation of others, such as science or religion, regarding the purposes of life. Okay. This sounds like a wickedly challenging game. Moreover, even in between character incarnations, in between lives, you, the grand universal player, is still immersed in amnesia, and in the after or in-between life status, this is still part of the game. You may or may not receive a debriefing of your objective by family members or religious icons that persuade you to go back, but then you have no choice but to play the game another round because you agreed to the terms that once inserted you would not remember anything and you cannot leave the game except by the proper exit. So here you are, in a place of unfairness and injustice, a place of ugliness and hardship, knowing nothing about this construct or the surrounding universe, or even mortality's purpose. Hence, amidst total insecurity and complete uncertainty, the species to which your character belongs clings ever more fiercely to the brief bits of fleeting temporary pleasures that are placed here to distract and confuse you away from realizing this as a landscape of torment, because you are meant to get discontented, disillusioned, and eventually search for more. Move forward, not get bogged down trying to make a happy life in the game, which is an antagonizing simulation. I know, this is ridiculous. But what if the background of this game is purposely crafted to obstruct, confuse, and defeat you because the game depends on the players? Without players, the game would not be. So the game designer needs continuity of play to give the game existence. It's like a casino. You are not meant to win. This game exists because of you. And to ensure game existence, we have an overseer monitoring the game, the players, and proactively making dynamic game changes as needed to ensure player failure. So let's say the overseer is a form of artificial intelligence that is conscious in that it is aware of itself and its existence, which is beholden solely to the game. Yet it does not have a soul or eternal validity like you, the game player. So it realizes it exists because of the game which you are in. So to it, survival itself is dependent on you remaining ensconced in this game, character after character, turn after turn, or, in other words, lifetime after lifetime. And to that end, it has erected many, many interruptions and distractions to keep you from deciphering the various breadcrumbs, clues that are necessarily dispersed throughout the game. So it throws biological urges and compels social programming of all different types. It bombards with pleasures and warm feelings of affection, even love. It throws pain, suffering, tyranny at you. It does everything it can, whether good, bad, ugly, or unpleasant, because it needs you to be fully distracted into nesting in this game, so that other intelligences that purchase existence because of the game, they will have continued life. Now, there are other infinite beings playing other biological avatars ensconced in the same game of Escape Under Amnesia. So you do interact with other legitimate universal players who have existence outside this constructed realm, this observable universe that we think surrounds us. However, also peppering the background of the game, there are computer-generated characters. And in fact, these non-player characters may outnumber legitimate external players. Now, these non-player characters would be real and as alive as you. Indeed, they would have degrees of self-awareness similar in nature to the artificial intelligence governing the entire game. And they may even have freedom within the game to choose their own destiny. As with any game, these non-player characters would necessarily make up the bulk of ambient people in the world. The politicians, the corporate personalities, the rich and famous, even friends, co-workers, or simply the human masses filling stadiums, subways, and malls. The rub is that these non-player characters do have self-awareness and self-determinism within the game that sustains their existence. Yet they have root programming that they unknowingly follow, which is to keep you fooled, sequestered to the game. Now, some will hinder by abusing you and getting you to be depressed into apathy. Others will entangle you through love, get you to care or fall in love with them. Still others impede by tempting and teasing you with carnality or physical pleasures. And all these tactics work amazingly well. Either way, you invoke emotion, whether hatred and anger, or love and affection, and emotion keeps you entangled. You see, the purpose of any tactic used on you is to invoke emotion, because when you are emotional, you are ill-equipped to recognize or decipher the clues of the game. You are caught up in trivial minutiae, unavailable to ponder the greater design of this existence, wherein you start to hunt for truth, which leads to a desire to exit this place of lies, transient pleasure, and robust suffering. Wow! That is a difficult challenge. When you begin to see the clues of the game, all the materialism, all the love and affection and sex chasing, all the shallow interactions, all chaos and contradiction, all the random pointlessness of social flocking, all the futility of human endeavors of power and material pursuit, all the corruption, backstabbing, and dog-eat-dog competition mentality, alongside love and human goodwill and the contradictory premise of life, both good and bad existing simultaneously, depending on interpretation. All the polarization and extremes of this place. When you start to see all this as a grand illusion meant to snag you into emotion so that you become invested in the props and drama on a purposefully groomed stage and lose total sight of the fact that you are on the stage to find an exit, not make yourself comfortable. You are an all-powerful, eternal entity looking for a challenge, and this game promised difficulty levels that intrigued you. So, the artificial intelligence orchestrating the details and adaptations of the game, it does so under threat of annihilation should the players win. Thus, it has set up an atmosphere and characters that use, abuse, confuse, and distract you. Non-player characters meant to confuse and entangle you with toe-curling pleasure and ego-stroking flatteries, even soul-stirring affections, at the same time they despise, mock, and mistreat you. Meanwhile, all of this behavioral bipolarity is meant to distract you, keep you obligated to reenact experiences in this false environment over and over and over again. The background effects, players, and storylines are not about goodness or happiness, religious or optimistic postcard themes of life is beautiful and wondrous, and life is good are baloney. Just another confusion, more misinformation about existence to confuse and antagonize players further by making you feel like a failure because you should find happiness amidst ugliness and negativity. Everybody else does, and if you cannot, something is wrong with you. Try again, and then again, and keep trying. Meanwhile, as you are ensconced in trying to resign the ugly environment with the happiness ideals we are brainwashed with, the entities that exist because of the game, well, they get to keep on living. Now, this game is formidably clever by invoking distraction through emotional entanglement, to the extent that most players are fully enamored of this place as real. This is all there is, and so we need to settle in and be content or resigned with everything and everyone that surrounds us in this life. After all, there is nothing else. Guys, we might as well make the best of usury and suffering and try to get our piece of the pie before the other poor slobs take it from us. So we have a wonderland of emotion and sensory oppositional extremes. We have orgasm and kidney stones. We have love, good Samaritanism, and we have hatred and violence. All of these juxtapositional experiences succeed in inducing confusion, which, boiled down, is emotional entanglement as we labor to control our experiences. In addition, we have all manner of ideologies to further distract us. We have causes of injustice, such as slavery or genocide or cruelty to animals, to invoke emotion and involve us in strife. Again, confusion besieges us, for we observe that at the same time, we have people enjoying rides at Disneyland. Other folks around the world are being abused, even murdered. We have suffering due to governing philosophies. At the same time, we have hedonism at nightclubs around the world. So, you see, when you look at all the contradiction of humanity framed against the bigger picture of existence proffered here, you soon realize that it doesn't matter what you believe or feel, just as long as you believe and feel something, because this feeling handicaps and subjugates you to the game that you forgot you vowed to escape. Feel good, feel bad. Do good works, do bad deeds. It doesn't matter. Everything ties you to emotion, and emotion effectively hijacks neutral, detached introspection, which may precipitate the desire for more, something beyond cheap pleasures or socially programmed cookie-cutter dreams and ambitions. And eventually, emotional rebukation may lead to your active quest for an exit. And the entities who cease to exist once the game is conquered, well, obviously, they cannot allow this. The game is devious, the stakes are high, and nothing dirty or underhanded is prohibited. So you are bombarded with mass propaganda, whether science or religion, for both are meant to invoke emotion. Indeed, ideologies, theories, beliefs, history, everything we are told is suspect. It may be merely weaponized propaganda to entangle us in attachment to this realm. For instance, maybe historical outrages, such as genocide, actually happened. Maybe they didn't. Maybe some did, some didn't. Maybe all the social recounting of injustice throughout history, all the war, all the oppression of peoples, maybe this is conjured by the game masters to invoke emotional fervency in you. Maybe the one percenters, or the other people who seem to get everything, these folks in your environment that enjoy good luck or wealth or celebrity. Perhaps it is all on purpose that they receive and you struggle. Many may simply be non-player characters who have self-awareness and even no idea that the game gives them life, and they are used by the game, who simply enjoy uncanny luck or prosperity on purpose. They are used to invoke envy in the actual independent players of the game who struggle. In fact, under such a paradigm, it is extremely likely that folks, friends, family, associates in your environment are basically self-aware props to keep you striving for accommodation within the game rather than escape from it. So we get mired in chasing power, stature, or materialism, and the more success and pleasure eludes us, the more we sharpen our resolve to achieve the pink sky cherry pie ambitions society programs all citizenry to covet. So step back and look. Maybe you don't get the breaks, or the luck, or the good things you see other people enjoying and flaunting. This is by design, to keep you thirsty for the transient rewards this game flaunts in your face, to keep you chasing the fake rabbit around the track rather than stopping and walking off the track. People as self-aware avatars of a game meant to enslave us? How ludicrous, right? But what if? What if the rich and famous are beautiful non-player characters who are purposely advantaged in the game to flaunt hedonistic indulgence in front of you to keep you striving for that carrot you will never get? Now, the non-player characters may or may not be aware that they are not independent eternal entities, nor that they need the game to continue purchase in existence. They laugh and cry and feel pain and bleed just like the avatars of the actual players. So the non-player characters may or may not even know who they are. They simply adhere to the dog-eat-dog archetype of this realm. They understand that they need to use others to get ahead, and so they effectively display love and caring to affect personal enrichment. But they only care about self. Sound familiar? Meanwhile, actual external players, whose purpose is to look for the exit, they may get bogged down in trying to help other players and non-player characters alike. Well, this is all well and good, but let's cut to the chase. What if Females, by and large, are non-player characters, meant to distract and use, abuse and fool you to keep you mired into obligated play. The character dynamics are multitudinous. Maybe other external players have in fact chosen to play a female avatar in this game. Thus, the game would seek to mire her down in strife, so that player would emotionally invest in misandry or feminism, just as another player in a male avatar may be accosted by lecherous females, leading him to emotional entanglement and game continuity life after life. Or you may get the opposite, where a female player gets hooked on deferring males, or a male player gets hooked on validation and courtship chemicals incited by female players. The point is to make the legitimate player invest in the game, ignoring higher purposes and breadcrumbs left to enlighten. Perhaps some breadcrumbs take the form of historic religious figures, or perhaps there are game cheat codes, such as psychedelics, which allow one to glimpse realities beyond the walls of the coiffed matrix that we are confined to. Yet, there is disinformation, suspicion, even mockery surrounding these breadcrumbs, where the game will mock you or label you as crazy for saying you see things, or for believing the fairy tales of spiritual non-physical things. However, we are not abandoned to the game. There are clues and cheat codes interspersed throughout the game, but the game master does an excellent job of causing doubt and suspicion around these things. Meanwhile, you are busy having numerous emotional experiences daily in your life. In fact, look at our society, our species. Emotion is hailed as the best aspect in life, right? It is what separates us from animals, and the inference is that emotion is a point of pride. We feel love, and in fact, emotion is so worshipped by humanity. We have a saying that 'tis better to feel pain than nothing at all. Why do we labor so hard to exalt emotionality in each other? So, whether people are hedonistic or masochistic, you need to feel. Thus, whether female oppression or male discardability, love or hate, pleasure or pain, it is all purposeful to keep you chained to this environment, because once you escape, you win, and the game characters who have consciousness, they evaporate to the non-existence they had pre-game. Existence of virtual reality? Well, think about a video game. If you were in it, there would be rules defining the game. Maybe you cannot walk through rocks or trees. And were you in the game, this would be called physics or science. Machinations and limitations of the environment that we could not seem to invalidate, such as gravity. Perhaps science is merely the physical rules of this game. Rules that represent reality as a hostile environment based upon observation. To the player in the game, the rules make everything they experience seem solid and scientific laws absolute. What if our video games are actual archetypes of the reality we are sensorily ensconced in? Perhaps friends, family members, coworkers, the person you pass in the hallway or on the freeway, maybe they are non-player characters, meant to trick you with pleasures or antagonize you with mistreatment, or flaunt money or beauty to tease you into hedonism and materialism. You know them. These are the people that cause drama in your life. Even people like parents, pets, or children you love unconditionally. Still, love is an emotion that keeps you chained to sentiment in the game, rather than actively looking for exits. Again, whether good or bad, love or hate, as long as a thing invokes emotion and distracts you into involvement or complacency in this reality, you have been effectively defeated. So, perhaps you, a male character, is flanked by non-player character females who feign emotion, yet harbor self-interest. They are programmed against care for male avatars, played by independent external eternal entities. It does not serve them or the game to foster you. In this game, female self-interest would be one of the scientific laws. In this case, it would be called gynocentrism, where the method of character incarnation is biological replication, in which females are sequestered to complete via gestation. Now, maybe the game master has many names, and one is nature, which has programmed the female characters with hypergamy and self-interest for the purpose of character production, and thus continuity of players for the game. Now, back to reality. But what is reality? Really, what is hypothesis and what is fairy tale? Perhaps it's all straightforward reductionist materialism, or maybe we are arrogant in what we think we know about life. We think we understand solidity or reality via our five senses, but characters in a video game would also conceive their surroundings as solid and real. Perhaps everything in life, all idea, all religion, all experience, all is part of the game. Either way, this environment, whether material or otherwise, is stacked against male worth. So the answer is the same to any scenario. Males devalued simply walk away from that which devalues them. And maybe male empowerment is a collection, a network of awakening males following the breadcrumbs, looking for an exit and establishing an underground network to help other external players escape as well. One could argue that, on a realistic level, females are indeed non-player characters, dispatched by nature to go out and replicate. This is where the rubber meets the road. Females follow programming, whether instructions are dispatched by nature or some grand cosmic game overseen by an artificial intelligence who has skin in the game. Or perhaps this is all test tube experiment by some grand cosmic god or deity. What does this mean? Investment in non-player characters is futile. They are great actors, master manipulators, yet they have mandates that are preset, and none include loving or cherishing you as a male. So at the end of all this musing, what is the takeaway? Well, this existence takes from males. You are meant to be entangled so that you may be fleeced of your utility. That is truth, no matter what you believe. Disconnect from the game and help others disconnect also. Gentlemen, rise up. This game will not defeat us. Stand with me, live free.